We created these ethical guidelines for anti-racism work in medicine, first and foremost, because we knew the moment that we began our work together that there was a significant risk of our relationship, our friendship, falling apart. Rushen and I both had decades of social justice experiences in which we witnessed terrible behavior related to people bailing on efforts with no goodbyes, poaching content we had created together or independently and claiming ownership of it, leaving one person to do all the work, and leaders and supervisors being abusive and derisive towards us. We had noticed that no one ever talked about how toxic these experiences were or how common the bad behavior was. Our shared effort, the Anti-Racist Healing Collaborative, focused on creating an anti-racism in medicine curriculum series for medical students and other healthcare providers. Our main point for the world, which was also our promise to one another as colleagues and friends, was that the way we treat each other matters while doing anti-racism work. In fact, the way we treat each other is the anti-racism work. It matters. Hence our relationship-centered approach to our effort. We ultimately realized that our ethical guidelines for our work, which center respect, relationship, well-being, and shared anti-racism mission above all else, were meant to undo the years of abusive and exploitative medical training and professionalization practices we had been subjected to. These ethical guidelines are a mini love letter to our colleagues doing social justice work in healthcare and beyond. In solidarity, we implore you to treat one another beautifully so our movements can grow and be stronger, and so we can reverse all the harm done by racism in healthcare and beyond.